We have time for one last question. All right, we have two questions, and that's it. Greg, and then Amy.
You see, first of all, I'd like to say, Brother Grant, that the things he said to me earlier, I confirmed everything he said, and it was correct. And my question is, he touched on a point, right, about salvation, and you cannot lose it as a gift. I would really like him to expound on that.
Yeah. You cannot lose your salvation.
Yes, I would like him to expound.
Okay.
Ephesians 2.
Well,
John 10, 22.
First to begin, you have to realize through whom we got salvation and how you got saved. It is a work of God. It is God who does the saving. Okay? It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. Tell us the verse.
Ephesians
2, 8 and 9. It's I did nothing. Now, what must I do to be saved? You know what you got to do, Greg? Right? What it says?
Believe.
Believe. Give me the verse, please. Acts 16 and verse 31. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, what must I believe since I believe in the Lord Jesus? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3, 2 and 3. What it says?
Verse 2, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ, 1, died for our sins, 2, according to the Scriptures, 3, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Very good.
That's the gospel in a nutshell. A person embraces that. A person, according to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, I got saved. Is salvation based upon my life or salvation based upon the finished work of Christ? If it is based upon my life, then I could be lost tomorrow because I got to keep myself saved. But it is based upon the finished work of Christ. And I'm not only saved until from all that I did. I am saved from, I'm delivered not only, sorry, forgiven not only for the things I've done, but what I may do and also what I may do in a day to come. So it is, I am saved past, I am saved presently, and I'll save eternally. It is, I am forgiven for my past, my present, and my future. Christ didn't only die for my sins that I have done, but I will be doing in the future. Mm. It is my whole life. He takes into review, and he dealt with that on the cross of Calvary. Mm. Assurance of salvation is based upon the word of God. First, when a person accepts Christ, they receive some things. One is
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. He don't come in and then have to jump up. Give me the verse that it states that he will be with us forever. John 14 and verse 14, I believe. Or 16.
16.
16.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Very good.
Next, the next thing we receive.
Divine nature. Forgiveness of sin.
Divine nature. Forgiveness of sin.
We receive eternal life. Eternal life. John chapter 3 and verse 36. Give me the verse, please.
John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
Very good.
If you believe,